Green Mountain Chronicles number 52, Overview, 1900 to 1989.
The adventure is almost over, almost over, almost over.
It was the beginning of horses meeting automobiles.
Sure, oh yes, we remember the bootleggers, I guess we do.
We turned in and sure enough, KDKA come in, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. What a thrill we got to pick that music right out of the air.
And I went with some pride to the town clerk's office and took the Freeman's Oath, knowing that women had never voted before.
People were poor. Everybody was in the same boat. And everybody helped one another.
Vermont has won the greatest voluntary civilian battle thus far conducted on the war's home front, the 1942 Battle of Scrap.
The popular conception is that Aiken declared that the United States should simply declare a victory in Vietnam and get out.
They learned to communicate, which is the basis of real racial harmony.
There was a guy in a clown suit out in the middle of the street, pushing his hand up toward the mountainside. Come buy a piece of Vermont. Come buy a piece of Vermont.
Popularly, we have become known as a high-tech area.
The 20th century, a time of great changes and events everywhere, and certainly in Vermont.
In this final edition of the Green Mountain Chronicles, we'll listen again as Vermonters recall some of the people, events, and developments of our most recent history.
We were living on a farm down in Shelburne. I was out playing in the barnyard there and around the watering trough, and I looked up and I could hear an animal coming down the road there, and there was a man riding him. I didn't know what the animal was, and I found out sometime later that animal was called an automobile.
Other technological developments, radios, electricity, telephones, TV, and computers also surprised and delighted Vermonters while helping to connect them with each other and the outside world. In the case of the proposed Green Mountain Parkway, the kind of connection generated a heated debate, culminating in a statewide referendum.
If one were to try to point to a moment in Vermont's history that was a turning point for kind of environmental consciousness, I think this would be the moment. The time when Vermont said in its town meetings that we don't want our mountains, as Ralph Nading Hill said, hitched together.
Vermont's rural character also helped the state weather the Great Depression.
None of the neighbors had any money. We lived on a farm, and of course we were better off than many people. At least we had milk and vegetables.
But hard times haven't spared Vermont's dairy farmers. The stainless steel bulk tank for holding milk revolutionized dairy production, but also posed a hardship for many.
The biggest problem was really the cost of them. A lot of farmers who were relatively small sort of resented having to do this for economic reasons. And a few of them went out of business rather than put in the bulk tank when...
The influx of new residents and second homeowners beginning in the 1960s led to the state's passage of Act 250, designed to protect Vermont's rural character.
It was not to stop growth that was the genesis of the idea of Act 250. It was to introduce some sensible planning.
The 20th century has also seen several Vermonters, most notably President Calvin Coolidge and Senator George Aiken, play prominent national roles. In 1954, Vermont's Ralph Flanders was the first U.S. senator to speak out in Congress against witch-hunting Senator Joseph McCarthy.
He just sort of had a piece of paper in his hand and stepped into the light and handed it to McCarthy. That was the notice that they were going to say something on the floor of the Senate.
Another Vermonter, Consuelo Northrop Bailey, became the nation's first woman lieutenant governor.
She was a power in this state, and anything she undertook, she did well.
Through it all, probably the most sharply remembered event this century was the flood of 27. With communication and transportation systems destroyed, simply getting back home was a powerful experience.
Mother had a habit that she'd put an oil lamp in the window and turn it low, and there was this oil lamp waiting for us. And we were kind of glad to get home.